Earlier this year, thousands of low-income Texans living with HIV were at risk of losing access to life-saving medication, as the program faced a budget shortfall. That was partially shored up by funding from the legislature in May, but that doesn't mean everyone has gotten the medicine they've needed since then. Advocates recently met with Imelda Garcia from the State Health Department, during the first meeting led by the community. Previous ones have all been held by the state.
We have been muted literally and figuratively during those meetings.
Jessie Mona is a woman living with HIV and an organizer in Houston.
We continue to leave the meetings with as many unanswered questions as we came in. However, the Texas Strike Force stands ready and willing to be full partners in this work.
Advocates shared their fears of future cuts to the program, the major backlog of applications, and the state's history of poor communication. Garcia acknowledged that they've done a bad job communicating in the past year and are committed to improving that relationship. I'm Sarah Willa Ernst in Houston.